Today's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This product is the result of significant work by USDA that was directed by the Farm Bill to try to develop crop insurance products that would be more responsive to losses from hurricanes, particularly like we've seen in recent years that impacted the Southeast and Gulf Coast regions in the fall near harvest time and have devastated crops that had already been made but not harvested yet. This new hurricane product will be available in most coastal counties and available on a number of crops, including cotton, and it's intended to help cover a significant portion of the producer's deductible that's remaining from their underlying crop insurance policy. There are additional details that have just been made available by RMA, and we'll get that information put on the council's website, but it's important to know that producers can begin contacting their crop insurance agents to look at purchasing or adding this product to their policies, and the sales closing date for this crop year is going to be the end of April, so a relatively short window between now and then to make those purchase decisions. The way the product is intended to work is if a producer has crops in a county and that county is hit by a Category 1 or greater hurricane, then the coverage would apply without requiring individual crop loss estimates or adjustments. So it's based on whether the county is impacted by hurricane force winds. And not only is that specific county covered, but it also provides coverage on any adjacent counties as well. So we believe this is going to be a significant improvement in how crop insurance can better respond to losses resulting from hurricanes.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We believe USDA is very close to announcing the sign-up for some of the additional eligible losses that are going to be covered under the WHIP Plus disaster program. These additional losses that are going to be eligible were added late last year as part of the appropriations bill that Congress passed. And specifically, it includes losses resulting from a D3 or greater drought designation in counties that receive that designation either in 2018 or 2019. So be watching for additional details from USDA on that provision and when the sign-up will begin. In addition to that, there's also work ongoing with USDA to develop a quality loss component that will also be part of the WHIP Plus disaster program. And that's on a longer timeline. It's going to take more time for the department to develop how the quality loss provision will function. But that's an area where the Cotton Council is working closely with USDA to make sure that the way they structure this quality loss provision is going to be the most effective for cotton producers that may have suffered quality losses, again, either in 2018 or 2019.